Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Margie Nomura, and welcome to another episode of our side dish, The Dream Dinner Party. This is the mini episode where we invite a guest to tell us all about their dream dinner party. The only rule is that they're only allowed to invite four guests, but they can be anyone they like. They can be dead or alive. And it's four guests because really, I just think personally, five people is the optimum number for a really great dinner party. And of course, they're going to be talking us through their dream menu. It's time for David Gandy's dream dinner party. I know so many of you enjoyed his episode of Desert Island Dishes a few weeks ago, which if you haven't listened, do go back and have a listen after you've heard this. And I'm so happy to share this episode of our side dish with you. David might well be known as the most famous male model on the planet and now entrepreneur with his clothing brand, David Gandy Wellwear, but he's also a fantastic cook and he loves his food. He's a keen dinner party host when he has the time, but if you ever get invited to one of his dinner parties, don't linger in the kitchen unless you happen to be Michelle Pfeiffer, because he's a master at work. This is a lovely episode and I really hope you enjoy.
I love throwing dinner parties. I think we've kind of like built the house we do to host people. Few of my friends are very good cooks, but my best friend is a magnificent chef. So I feel the pressure of, you know, having to cook something good, but I do enjoy hosting.
So David Gandy, welcome to your dream dinner party. Let's begin by talking about the guest list. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to invite to your dream dinner party?
First guest, very easy, Paul Newman. Mm. He's my hero, person I look up to. Not just because it's Paul Newman, of what he did outside of the movie game, and he the charities he had. He gave millions to charity. He had his own Le Mans racing team. Just absolutely just incredible. And one of the best actors and probably most handsome man ever. He just had everything. So definitely Paul Newman. He also liked to drink. That's good. second one, Billy Connolly. Because I just think he would be incredible to have at a dinner party. I'm going with... I've always had a crush on her, but I think she's just a fascinating person. One of the best actresses ever is Michelle Pfeiffer. So that would be incredible. And just because it intrigues me in life, I would have JFK.
Ooh.
Because I just think he would have the best secrets of what was happening during that time, yeah, of Bay of Pigs and CIA. And
can you imagine? Yeah. I wonder if he'd tell you.
Yeah, I would also quite like to chuck in Margaret Thatcher just as a chair.
We'll chair
the evening. Okay,
Margaret. What do you think is the best gift someone can bring to a dinner party?
I love flowers. If they bring flowers, I'm very happy. To be honest,
People often bring you flowers?
Yeah, I do as well. Okay. Though I always take a good sort of bunch of flowers for people, and some good. I always take some good wine. I try and find out what that person really likes as well, not just whatever they are. Hopefully they're not going to tell me it's Montrachet or something like that.
Really push their luck.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think you need to keep it quite simple. But I always, when people say, can I bring anything? I always go, just yourselves. Yourselves is enough.
Yeah. But do you mean that, David?
I think I do.
Okay, so when you're planning a dinner party, are you very organized? Are you very laid back? Are you organized? Would you have everything prepared in advance?
I don't even understand the concept of laid back. I don't even understand what that means.
I already knew the answer as I was halfway through. I was like, am I going to carry on
it
with this question?
It is planned within a... Yeah. You know, we now sort of do have lots of friends come over in the house with all their kids and everything else, and everything is organized in my head. We had friends here on the weekend. There were probably 8, 9 of us. And they didn't even realize the dinner was being cooked. probably because they were on about their 10th bottle of rosé by their sister. And they went, well, you kept this very secret. You were cooking all this. And I said, no, no, guys, you just haven't been in the kitchen. So yes, it is all planned. And I hope, and I think if you plan something, then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And I like everyone to have a good time, including my partner, just to enjoy the evening, not having to worry about. I don't like people helping, by the way. That's my thing. I'm just like, no, okay. Thanks very much.
Now get out of my kitchen.
Yeah, just yeah. Please get out. If there's a regimented plan going ahead here and you are going to ruin something.
Yeah, there's always someone very friendly who feels bad that you're alone in the kitchen.
I am
come
that
and
person
talk
as
you.
Well. Yeah, I will yeah. go and I will go
they,
and do
they can
that
be
with
quite
someone.
Annoying though because yeah. you just want to get yeah. your head down.
I, we can also be that person. So yeah, it's planned. It's very, very planned. And depending on the evening, depending on the menu, who's coming and everything else, it has to be organised.
This is an important question. Mm. What time do you ask people to come to your dinner party and what time do you actually mean you want them to arrive?
So we're all dictated to by children, of yeah. course. So we know that they're probably asleep. We've done bath by 8 o'clock. So yeah. I will put a 8:30
okay.
to start.
So you're 8 for 8:30.
Yeah. Or my best friend Charlie bought me a, you see out there actually, for the coronation. The pizza oven.
Yes, I was admiring
and,
that.
And yeah, we had no idea how it worked or, and it, you need to keep this thing at 400 degrees. I saw none of the correlation. I literally was like just finding wood to put in this pizza oven to then develop the pizzas and everything else, which turned out really well. And but it was lovely because all the kids and everyone was getting involved in making their own pizza. So it was just fun. So there's no plan, but then that then has to stop by kids' bedtime. So it's either after kids' bedtime or yeah. before it, you can't really call it a dinner party.
Yeah.
But then I think the nice side of that is we do have people over, they bring their children also, where they all stay here and then we don't need to worry.
Yeah. The sleepover is the new dinner party.
Exactly. It really is. And then we can carry on until, yeah, early hours, of course.
Yeah. Until the babies wake up.
Until
in the morning.
Yeah. And then you regret that because then the babies wake you up 4 hours later.
So all the guests have arrived. Are you going to serve them a welcome drink?
Yeah, drinks definitely, depending on the year. And well, they did make one mistake of, if you ever had a twinkle?
No, what's a twinkle?
Okay, so a twinkle is this, you should never be served. They're deadly. And it's elderflower, I'm going to get this wrong now, elderflower, vodka, champagne, and something else.
Oh my goodness.
It's delicious. Three of them, you probably won't remember the rest of the night. And I served, and I got this recipe and they're delicious. I was trying to cook and I was seeing about four different frying pans. There was only one there. Very fun night that everyone still talks about. But yeah, you have to obviously get that right. Yeah. So
I feel like Margaret Thatcher would be into that.
Into a twinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Her
think
and Michelle
whatsoever.
Bond over the twinkle.
Yeah, or I mean, we do love, and I have invested in a gin company called Savile Row Gin as well, so which is delicious because it's the only gin we use kumquats in it, Ooh. So it's very citrusy and very fresh, and it's a very smooth gin that just with ice you can drink just that.
Wow.
It's delicious. So yeah, there's lots of different things to try as well. In the great. Negronis are another one, actually, that can be start off and finish with a Negroni. You know, it's quite a big night.
Yeah.
So you've got to get that balance right of everyone, of course, of sort of drinking wines.
Do you play music?
Yes, absolutely. Music has to be on all the time.
What kind of music?
I've got a few playlists. It's very old school. My music choice is nothing modern. And I also know I will hear the music change because someone's got into my Sonos.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
there's nothing worse.
That quickly gets changed. And so does the Wi-Fi password. Not that I'm a control freak.
So it's time to sit down. Mm-hmm. Talk us through, what are you going to serve as a starter?
What have I done though recently that I've been enjoyed? So melted camembert with rosemary and got just with toasted ciabatta, something like that.
Yeah.
Padron peppers. Always like go down really well. So yeah, not particular starters, almost like sharing starters
yeah,
around.
But that's quite good for breaking the ice.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Which I think is kind of social and
yeah. Because nice, Paul Newman and Billy Connolly might not know each other.
Very true.
But pass me the
sure they'll get
peppers.
To know each other. I feel like with that combo there would be more about the alcohol and less about the food. But yeah.
Okay, it's the main course. What are you going to serve for the main course?
Yeah, so it's a, it doesn't have to be. I mean, I get it from, because I have a wonderful book called Parson's Nose, and it's a sirloin of beef, and you sear it, and then you put English mustard or horseradish over it, and then you cook it quite rare. And then I do my roast potatoes, and then a buttered veg with it, or a, actually, I would do horseradish dauphinoise.
So good. Because
the meat is so tender, it slightly sort of melts in with the horseradish and the flavors, and the, you've got the greens, and yeah, I can't think of anything else I want to serve that, unless Michelle was vegetarian, which I don't know if she's not, if she is or not.
No.
But if Michelle was, then no one's eating meat. Michelle gets what she wants.
I haven't even asked you. Are you sitting next to Michelle, obviously?
Yeah.
Who have you got on your other side?
I think I would have to have Billy Connolly.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Unless JFK wanted that. It's like, you know, if you didn't want to tell me any secrets, then it might be a private conversation.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
Yeah. Do you often do the shuffle round, or
no? I'm not a shuffle round, to be honest. I kind of allow people, if they want to move, of course, they want to go and sit, they move around the table.
Okay.
I don't move personally.
But you're a plus more kind of person.
Like, yes, I am. Yeah, I do think about who's going to sit next to who in those sort of situations.
What is everyone drinking by this point?
But let's say we start off with a twinkle. I think we would have gone on to gin and tonics, red wine, white wines. I think it would definitely have to be wine. There's a new one I discovered recently, I think, called a bread and butter.
Mm.
I mean, that's a delicious, it's a blend, which is delicious. I know more about red wines than white wines, but I feel like it would be a red wine. It would have to be red wine.
Yeah.
I don't actually believe in that rule whatsoever of, like, you have to have red with whites and whites with, you know, with fish and whatever.
What are your thoughts on a chilled red wine?
I like a chilled red wine. I really, really do. We have that in Greece a lot for lunch, a chilled red wine. Usually because the red wine in Greece isn't the best. So if you chill it enough, you
that's
can't really
tip.
Taste it. And if you drink enough, you definitely can't taste it. So I think that's probably the reason it's chilled so much.
The plates have now been cleared and it's time for pudding. What are you going to serve for pudding? Or maybe you'll move straight to cheese.
Yeah, I don't do. I don't know what it is, our obsession with gherkins and pickled onions. That is more important than the actual cheese. My mum always said that when she had cravings for pickled onions and gherkins when she was pregnant with us both, and it was a difference of 4 years. And I swear that's the reason we literally can open like a jar of gherkins or cornichons and eat them.
If that's true, I've got to really pray for my two girls because I don't know what's going to happen to them in the future if that is the way it works.
Pudding wise, a special occasion, it would have to be the sticky toffee pudding.
Mm.
Yeah, with the three sorts, but especially.
So the food has now all been eaten.
Mm-hmm.
It's your dream dinner party. What happens after supper? Are you going to play games? Are you going to go dancing? What happens?
I'd definitely not go dancing. If people want to dance.
You dance with J-Lo.
J-Lo danced and I was in the room. Let's put it that way, of dancing with J-Lo. What I did was not what you could not call dancing compared to what J-Lo was doing. And it was a pleasure to have done that. But there's been dancing at dinner parties. There really, really has. We do like games. They're usually drinking games and they're usually quite funny. But I'm not sure. It could be. It's Billy Connolly. Yeah. It could be a really good game. He played Arrogance, drinking game.
Ooh, he'd be into that.
Yeah, I think it would all be.
Mm.
It'd be great, Benedict. Margaret Thatcher dancing with JFK. Me dancing with Michelle. Billy Connolly, Paul Newman.
They'd love dancing together.
Yeah.
Now, I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. Are you the type of person, David, who would tidy up the night before, or do you leave it until the following morning?
The night before.
Like, how does the thought of not being able to tidy up make you feel?
I've never even thought about it. It just wouldn't happen. It just, everything has to be cleared away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll stay an hour after, like everyone's gone to clear away, so we don't have to. And there's nothing worse than waking up in the morning.
So they're leaving at 3 a.m. You're going to stay up and it will get done.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. That will definitely be done.
Yeah. As I said, I already knew that's what you were going to say. Of all your dream dinner party guests, who do you think you'd be most likely to keep in touch with? Michelle.
I just feel like me and Michelle would get on. I don't know why. I did see Michelle Pfeiffer once, actually. We were, and I don't get, I've been fortunate enough to meet so many beautiful women, so many people, famous people. But I was in New York, freezing cold winter day. I just came out of a shoot, and we were at Sidewalk, and I sort of looked to my right to see about traffic, and there was this just beautiful, one of the most stunning people, and with big collar, and then she looked around, and she gave me this riot, like, smile, because I just must have had my jaw just dropped on the ground. I was like, Michelle Pfeiffer. And everyone sort of went past me in New York, because I just stayed still with a little funny look on my face, and I was like, that was just Michelle Pfeiffer.
And she's every bit as beautiful in real life.
Michelle Pfeiffer from the Fabulous Baker Boys. So maybe Michelle sings, of course, because she can sing. I just remembered the Fabulous Baker Boys.
Oh, yes.
So I would have hired a piano for the evening. Michelle would be in a red dress. And
that would be after supper entertainment.
Billy Connolly can play instruments. Not sure about Paul.
Yeah.
Get Maggie on the tambourine or something.
Maggie on the tambourine. Oh, my goodness. David Gandy, that was your dream dinner party.
Thank you
so much. So there we have it. David's dream dinner party is over. The food has been eaten. The guests have gone home. I do hope you enjoyed today's episode, and make sure you're subscribed to catch all episodes of The Dream Dinner Party and also Desert Island Dishes. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.